Thank you, Mr. Iacopino. Jeff Woodburn, I am the senator from District 1, representing all 58 communities, 27% of the state's land mass, an area larger than two states and 17 foreign countries. And I just have to tell this story, and I wasn't intending, because I love Rita, because someone, I was complaining about this process, and a friend who supports Northern Pass said, "Well, Senator, this is your process. You introduced legislation along with our friends in Northern Pass, anti-Northern Pass, and many of the senators who oppose Northern Pass." So, you know, I appreciate this process. No process is perfect, but the opportunity to listen, to take criticism, and I think this is a good process. So I just want to start with that. But I'm going to focus my comments on a piece that I believe hasn't been dealt with, and many areas have been dealt with, and that is the imbalance that I see between a part of my district in the south, the Grafton County area, and the part in the north, Coos County. And the current proposal falls short and must be changed to meet the needs of the North Country, and particularly Coos County. I've long said that Northern Pass needs to provide tangible local benefits. Progress has been made back in from 2010 when this process started to see the changes in this. More recently, the burial in the White Mountain region, and importantly, starting a large mitigation fund to expand economic opportunity and compensate communities impacted by this project. But an imbalance still exists, and we cannot in the North Country divide ourselves into winners and losers. I remain concerned about the impact of this project in Coos County, especially my hometown, a place my family has lived for three generations, where four out of the five entry points to my hometown are impacted by these overhead lines. And quite frankly, more needs to be done to target and clearly define benefits for this region and to fix the imbalance. And I would suggest this could be done with additional burial, and it could be done with more mitigation money to affected communities, or some combination of the two. Thank you very much for your work here, and thank you for your time.
Thank you, Senator.